Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm DJ El Toro. Thanks for coming out for another great KEXP VIP club concert live from the Triple Door. We are grateful to all of our donors and the Triple Door for making these events possible. I'm especially happy to thank all of you here today. You represent some of KEXP's most generous supporters. Thank you. The Swell Season are performing here today exclusively for KEXP donors. They will be returning to Seattle to play with a full band on Sunday, November 22nd, at the Paramount. So you don't want to miss that. Without further ado, he is Glenn Hansard from The Frames. She is Marketa Erglova, the artist responsible for one of the most touching moments in awards ceremony history. Their new album, their second full-length album, Strictly Joy, will be in stores next Tuesday. Please welcome The Swell Season. All right.
Use the truth as a weapon to beat up all your friends. Every chink in the armor, an excuse to cause offense. And the boys from the hallway calling out your name. And true love will find them in the end. You were restless, I was somewhere less secure. So I went running to the road. And so now there's this long list of places I was. But I've quit my rambling and come home. 'Cause maybe I was born to hold. Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. You sing that with us? Saints and your mantra and those things that keep you calm. If you stay with that saddle, he's gonna do you harm. There's a voice singing loudly on the radio just to you, that good fortune may find him in the end. Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. Maybe I was born to hold. Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. The song's called Low Rising, and this song's about having that moment of inspiration where you drop everything you're doing and you call up your girlfriend and say, I'm on my way home, are you there? Yeah, listen, I figured it out, we need to have a chat. And I guess being a little bit less convinced by the time you get home. But that feeling of inspiration, of like, I'm figured out, it's all going to be good. I know what I need to do. Then of course you forget. Low Rising. 3.
I want to sit you down and talk. I want to pull back the veils and find out what it is I've done wrong. I want to tear these curtains down. I want you to meet me somewhere tonight in this old tourist town. And we'll go low rising. 'Cause we've got to come up, we've got to come up low rising, yeah. 'Cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising till I feel we've had. had enough of my low rise and for the love of you. I want to take you to the rock. I want to jump right in, see what that big ocean's got. Turn this thing around. I want to drink with you all night till we both fall down. Until we go low rising. Cause we gotta come up, we gotta come up low rising. Yeah. Cause there's no further for us to fall. Low. Low rising, oh, for the love of you. For the love of you. Go low rising, cause we've gotta come up, we've gotta come up low rising, cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising, till I feel we've had enough, and we're low rising. Oh.
Is to get something going in the middle of the afternoon. Music. So this is a song called Feeling the Pull, and it's a song about the magnetism of those nights where the moon is full and you're stuck in a house with your mates and you just want to go out and do something. Not necessarily in the Travis Bickle sense of doing something, but in the... just, you know, wanting to go out and get involved in the spirit of things. It's all about the moon. All right, 1, 2, 3, 1. Two.
Well, I'm heading back to pack a bag to head out on the road to take away what I know is mine. To the breeze when no one seems to care. And I'm feeling the pull, dragging me off again. And I'm feeling so small against that big sky tonight. All stories are an open line, and every time we work ourselves up into a rage, we smash and grab, we pull the handle, no one says, but everybody wants to be the one just climbing out, and I'm feeling. the big sky tonight. And I'm feeling the pull, dragging me off again. And I'm feeling so small against that big moon sky tonight.
Marquette Erglove, and she's going to sing you a song now. Just got to do a little adjustment. A little bit smaller than me.
So funny. Good morning.
Hi.
It's still morning for me, but I feel really giddy for some reason. It's great to be here. I'm in a good mood. I have a bit of a cold, but feeling okay. And thank you for being here. This song is called Fancy Man.
Never. put it down to life. The story of two lovers who danced both edges of the line. La 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 la.
In the station you're standing, not knowing what you are.
Tara's too high, but I'll be okay. I can't wait forever, is all that you said. Before you stood up, but you won't disappoint me. I can do that myself. But I'm glad that you've come. Now, if you don't mind, leave and free yourself at the same time. Let go of my hand. You've already gone. Well, I hope you feel better now that it's out. What took you so long? Well, the truth has a habit of falling out of your mouth. Well, now that it's come, if you don't mind, leave yourself at the same time. Leave, let go of my hand. You've already said it, so leave, let go of my hand. You said what you came to, now leave. Thanks a lot, everyone. This next song is called Paper Cup, and this song is dedicated to Bobby Charles. If you don't know who Bobby Charles is, I didn't know this until recently. He was the guy who wrote See You Later, Alligator. See you later, alligator, in a wild crocodile. And if you think about the headspace you've got to be in to write a song like that, you've got to be in a good place, right? Because see you later, alligator, in a wild crocodile. You know, it's he's got a great record. He's got an amazing record from the middle 70s that he recorded with the band. So Levon and the boys are backing him up, and my God, it's just an amazing record. I highly recommend it if anyone hears it. We discovered it on tour. Anyway, to give you an idea of who Bobby Charles is, imagine the Big Lebowski, you know, the dude from the Big Lebowski. Imagine if he was a singer in a group. And the rest of the group are more laid back than him. That's probably why you've never heard of him, actually. Wanna go on tour, Bobby? Ah, no. I really appreciate the offer. That's not fair. So Bobby Charles, we're very big fans, but this song is just dedicated to him. It was written after hearing his record. So this song is called Paper Cup, and this song is just about trying to kick back and be easy and have nothing and be cool. Paper cup. Oh, I wanted to ask you, just because we're on radio and it'll sound nice, there's a little bit and it goes, you sing that note, and then again. So when I give you a nod, it'll be like those two notes. Remember those two notes and come in on that, yeah? So we'd have you're gonna be the strings. One, two. All right. Paper cup. Ain't got no worries, got no dog in this fight. Paper plane, take this note straight to her. If her heart's still in the fight, maybe time will revive. This restless spirit can't survive on breadcrumb trails no more. Paper saint, would you hear her when she calls? You've got no dog in this fight. Paper bird, take this offering from her hand, the simple trail back to the light. Maybe time will provide, give you the strength to decide. I hope it's not too late. Fight.
Got no worries, got no, got no dog in this fight. Thanks, everyone. We're going to try a song that we've just been trying out. This song doesn't have a name yet, or hasn't found its place completely. But we'll give it a shot, because why not? We're on radio. Just for the whole state to judge. This is a song. That ain't gonna come. I want it all on the table. I wanna know what I've done. I should be singing your praises and not here banging this drum. I'm tired of sitting around and waiting. I'm moving on. Like a stone, you said I better forget you, I better leave you alone. But then you reached right inside me, you showed my heart where was home. I remember the first time I met you, I felt my time had come. I felt my time had come. I felt my time had come. If you've got flesh on the bone, you should be playing your part here, not running off all alone. We should be building an ark now, instead of gathering stone. I remember the first time I met you, I felt my time had come. I felt my time had come. My time had come. My time had come. I'm tired of thinking about you, baby. I'm waiting for you to come. One day you're gonna need me, baby, and I'll be long gone. I should be singing your praises instead of banging the drum. I'm tired of sitting around and waiting. Yeah, I'll be long gone. Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay. So if you think about your songs being your children, this song has been a very good child. Made us very proud. One, two, three, four. I to more than their men will play themselves out.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So much. Thanks a lot. I'm going to leave you with a Tim Buckley song. Yeah, woo! Tim Buckley was the father of Jeff Buckley, for those of you who didn't know, and those, I guess, people listening in. And this is a song that I learned when I was a busker. Privilege of meeting Jeff back when I was in the Commitments film, which is a long time ago. I was the guitar player in the Commitments. Outspan Foster was my name, and we toured across America, did like a promo tour, and Jeff was part of the crew, would you believe, taking care of our stuff and also playing a little bit of guitar with Andrew Strong. So it was a lovely time. Anyway, so I played him this song and he was very impressed. This is a Tim Buckley song. Thank you.
just like a buzzing fly, I'll come into your life and I'll float away like honey in the sun now. I wasn't right or wrong, I couldn't sing that song now anyway. I'm entirely now, I remember how that sun shone down. Stay long enough for the clouds to fly me away. Yeah. Well, it's my time coming, I'm not afraid, afraid. Sun shone down now.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. We had a great time. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Does anybody else just feel this overwhelming sense of contentment? Oh, thank you so much to the Swell Season for coming out and playing for us this afternoon. I also want to give a big shout out and say thanks to our friends at the Triple Door, and most importantly, thank you to all of y'all, our KEXP donors. This has been a very special KEXP VIP club concert show from the Triple Door live on KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle.